With BookBeats, I'm Don Swaim. There's a reason that writer Michael Doris has an affinity for Native American people.
On my father's side, I'm Modoc, and on my mother's side, I'm Irish Catholic.
A combination that resulted from a USO dance at Fort Knox, Kentucky during World War II. Michael Doris' wife and sometimes collaborator Louise Erdrich is also part Indian, and both have lived on reservations. With that background, Michael Doris has written his first book for young people, Morning Girl, about the Tanos, the now extinct people who lived in the Caribbean just before Columbus arrived.
We know what they wore. We would know what they ate. We know something about their language. We know what the weather was like. We know what Columbus says of them, and that is that they were handsome, that they were hospitable, that they had no prior knowledge of weapons, and that they had no fear.
Doris writes of two siblings, Morning Girl and Star Boy.
I made a brother and sister who had an ongoing rivalry. She was partial to the early morning and he to the night.
The children go through several difficult experiences, including a storm, a miscarriage, death.
They moved toward who they might be as adults if they had had the chance to be adults.
It was the beginning of the end for the Tanos when Columbus arrived. Within a few years, all of them died of European diseases.
And some of them were brought back to Spain as slaves.
Morning Girl by Michael Doris is fine reading for young people aged 8 and up, published by Hyperion Books. Don Swaim, News Radio 88. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. Michael Doris, who taught anthropology at Dartmouth for 15 years, was a single man in the early 1970s when he became the first bachelor to adopt a child.
I was 25 years old, and I wanted to be a father.
Eventually, Doris adopted three children, all Native Americans. And when he married the writer Louise Erdrich, the couple had three children of their own. One of the adopted children, Abel, suffered brain damage as a result of fetal alcohol syndrome. Abel's sad story was told in Doris' book, The Broken Cord, which he wrote despite the loss of privacy for the family.
Because we hoped that other people, through the lesson of Abel's life, could avoid the mistakes that his birth mother made.
Drinking during pregnancy. Abel's story had a tragic ending. He was killed while walking along a highway in New Hampshire.
He was hit by a car coming home from work. I don't think it had anything to do with his illness. It was, I think, an act of carelessness on the part of the driver. But because he was disabled, it was not investigated very long, and there weren't any witnesses.
A TV film of The Broken Cord starred Jimmy Smits, but Michael Doris says he could not watch it.
It's a little too surreal to see your life on screen, and I think both Louise and I wanted to keep our memories as they are.
Michael Doris' latest book is a novel for young people, Morning Girl, a story of a Native Caribbean family on the dawn of the arrival of Columbus, published by Hyperion Books. Don Swaim, News Radio 88. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. Michael Doris and Louise Erdrich are not only husband and wife, but literary collaborators, best known for their novel, The Crown of Columbus. Doris says that when he writes a few pages in the morning, he takes them to Erdrich along with a cup of coffee.
If she liked it, she had a second cup and read it, and if she looked away, I knew I had to go back upstairs and try again.
Doris says both he and Erdrich depend on being each other's critic and editor.
That role allows each of us to take risks that we wouldn't otherwise take because we know that the partner is going to be honest.
But there is a degree of sulking.
The sulk time is shorter than it used to be because we have both learned that it doesn't help.
Michael Doris' recent novel for young people is called Morning Girl, about a brother and sister, Caribbean islanders who live in the days before the arrival of Columbus. Michael Doris is also a member of a rock group called the Rock Bottom Remainders.
And it's made up of Stephen King and Dave Barry on guitar and Ridley Pearson, Barbara Kingsolver on keyboards, Amy Tan as a remainderette.
And Doris on percussion. The group has performed at the American Booksellers Convention, and it benefits to raise money for the homeless. But the authors are spread across the country, so they don't practice together very much.
We send tapes back and forth, and we keep the fax machines going, and we bluff a lot, actually.
Hyperion Books published Morning Girl by Michael Doris. Don Swaim, News Radio 88. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim.